Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. Today, we're going to talk about men. Yep, they're real. Men are real. They're also boys, so we can differentiate between the men and the boys and the man babies out there. I think maybe I should define what men are. Men are the actual ones who have decided to be mature. So men want connection. Do little boys want connection? Yes, a lot of little boys want connection too. But do the ones who are living in like 45-year-old bodies, but have the mentality of a 5-year-old or a prepubescent teenager want connection? Not necessarily. We're going to differentiate. Do little small children want connection? Yes. Actually, connection is not gendered. But what I do find is true across the board is the more that you are choosing to be, we say, moving through your traumas, moving through your drama, moving through all of your stuff, and the more you actually desire and choose into connection, where when you're kind of still playing in the unhealed zones of your life, you might just want to be doing things like, I don't know, having sex with randos. The connection isn't the important part. The notches are important. So we're going to look at some of those things. You know, there is that notion that all they ever want is sex. And I know that that's not true. I know 100% that that's not true. So what do men, the ones who are healing themselves and like working towards consciousness, the ones who are choosing to be adults and adulting in life, what do they desire? They actually desire connection. Who knew? Wow, it's foreign and it's wonderful and it's wild. And they are also the ones who will bring things like be able to communicate their feelings, but also not make their feelings all about you. They'll actually know that their feelings are a reaction to something. It could be something that you might have sparked in them, but they're also not playing the blame game. So there's quite a lot, because I do know some men who are like, I want to talk about my feelings, but it's all like blaming everybody in their life about everything. So there is that aspect of it too. So we're going to look at the men who truly are, you know, desiring change in their life, who are truly looking at being mature, who know the value of the people in their life and they value the people in their life. Those guys want connection. We love those guys. Those are mature guys who they create healthy relationships. We like those guys. So do men just want sex? Well, in the definition of men that I'm working with today, I would say that there are dudes who want a lot of sex. There are, you know, man babies who just want a lot of sex. There are a lot of, you know, preteen teenagers who are wanting sex. But there are some teenagers who are more men at the age of 17 than some men who are 45 who have the mentality of a 11 or 12 year old. So it doesn't have to do with age. It has to do with maturity, consciousness, awareness, emotional quotient, your EQ. You know, it has a lot to do with many other factors other than just how old is a person. What makes a man a man? I've known 9-year olds who were more mature and were more able to be honest about what their needs are and not blame people for what their needs are than I have in men who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, etc. So the men of the men out there are the ones who actually desire things like intimacy. They desire relationship. They desire conversation and communication. And they're curious. Curiosity is like a sign of intelligence. So if somebody isn't curious about you, and they're not asking questions about you, they don't want to really learn about you, they're not interested in you. If somebody is asking questions and they're curious, that also shows not only that are they curious about you, they're interested, they'd like to know more. Some people will use that as a manipulation tool. However, sometimes those questions are genuinely questions of desire to learn. And curiosity in general, to me, is a sign of intelligence. As you desire to know more, learn more, try new things, it's, to me, it's a sign of intelligence. So the intelligent men who desire connection are probably curious men who will also find different ways to connect. Yeah, I put this title as Men's Secret Need for Connection Beyond Sex. And why did I do that is because there is so many misunderstandings around men. And I think then what happens is the guys out there who are trying to figure out how to be in the world and how to fit in with the other dudes of the world, they end up falling into the dude category rather than the man category. And they're just doing their dude things, not really doing the curiosity, not really doing anything around being more conscious people or, you know, emotionally aware people. They're just in dude mode. So if we can look at who are the people that you actually, so there are lots of women. So this is, again, it's not a gendered thing at all. Sex, like your genitals are not the things that are going to be guiding this, but in general, people desire human connection. We're kind of like pack animals really by nature. So why do we desire connection is because we thrive more when we're in communities that are nurturing to us. You can try and be a hermit and live on your own forever. Even my mom, who was kind of a hermit to the most part, she still requires human interaction for both running her business, for functioning in society. I know very few people who can thrive really well as full-on hermits, or even, we'll go with hermits. To totally thrive solo with no other human being is quite hard. And so we require other humans because we are like pack animals. That's how I see it. And as pack animals, we require our pack to thrive. There's going to be all kinds of people who contribute to different things in our pack. And this is no different for men. Men are pack animals too. You know, it's part of humanness. We're all pack animals. So the funny thing about men, and I saw this recently, was, I think it was like on Instagram, and I know it was like a comedian who said it, and I thought it was hilarious and poignant, and it could have been Trevor Noah, because I don't know, he's like all over my my Facebook and Instagram these days. Anyhow, it could have been him, but was a comedian who said that, and he's a man, and he said that, you know, male relationships require things in threes. So he's like, it requires the me and then the other guy and then the thing in between, whether it's like watching hockey or playing golf, they require the third. He said it's very like rare for men to just be able to be one-on-one and have conversations about real deep things because they've been so trained that you need that third and you can't get into that depth of conversation. And I know lots of men who would say, yeah, I don't need that for men, but deep down, I bet they do. But I would love to hear from the men out there. Do you actually feel, guys, do you feel that you thrive with deep emotional connections to other men? Mm-hmm. Does that help you in your everyday life, being able to have conversations about things that bother you? to have these conversations with other men, to get their input, to share your woes, to share your, you know, your wins, to share all of that with other guys. Does that help you? I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
I know as women, we tend to do it quite naturally, or it's more normalized. So women do it more often than men will.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if that's something that you yearn for. Is that something that men genuinely yearn for? When I see and talk to men, they tell me that that's something that, you know, they'd like, you know, lots of men would like to have that, but they also don't know how to. And then they feel it's like, it's weird. Like, it's not, it's just like, how do you even have that with another guy? Because it's weird. They don't even know how to create that. So if we were moving, and just to check into this energy, like if we moved into a world where men were allowed to feel connected to everyone, if they were being given permission without judgment of how we think they should be doing it or not doing it, would that actually create more peace on earth? If we took all these leaders who are completely disconnected and they're like talking heads and they became connected, do you think it's possible that our planet would be a much happier, pleasant place? I think it would be. And the reason I'm chalking it up to the men that are the leaders of the world is because we have more men in leadership roles than we have women. So yeah, I'm lending that over to you guys. You guys can look at that. And until, you know, you know, women are more prevalent in those roles, we're going to chalk it up to let the men be more connected. And how do you create that? How do you create depth of connection with another man? Where do you even start, right? And for some guys, it might be really hard to have connection to other men in a deep way because it might give the impression that they're soft or they're just there, or maybe they'll think, oh, well, if I get too close to this guy, he's going to think I'm interested in him. But, you know, like I'm straight, so I'm not interested in him. They get scared of the bromance. So is it okay to have bromances, or do you personally judge the bromance as being something that's awkward, or you just don't do it? You man up, you get into your boy pants, and then you got to be the man, and whatever that means to you. And I'd love to hear, what does it mean to you to be a man? I'm curious. So on this show, if you guys are brand new to this, the Pleasure Zone, I love talking about sex and intimacy and all things to do with sex, and intimacy in itself has to do with connection and more, but connection is part of it. And so when I talk about men's desire for connection, it's also men's desire for greater intimacy. And intimacy does not mean sex. Sex is when you have your body parts getting together. Pleasure can be derived from sex, but sex doesn't always guarantee pleasure. And sex doesn't always guarantee intimacy. And intimacy does not always equal sex. Do you get it? So now that I've given you guys the run through, why I talk about these things on this show is because as a holistic health practitioner in my daily practice, what I found years ago was that people were coming, they were having health issues. And what I found was there was this deep connection between relationships being a little messy or off and people's health. And it's actually recently just came across another thing where, you know, one of the experts and a guy with a briefcase came on as an expert to mention that relationships have a great impact on our health. And I was like, been saying it for years, buddy. Anyhow, it's always good to know when a guy with a briefcase can step up and say it, that it's more valid. Anyhow, so now that we know that relationships have an impact on our health, and relationships can impact our health, both mental health, physical health, in ways that we might not have really acknowledged before, would that not make you think that if a man is looking to be healthy in his life, healthy in his mind, healthy in his body, that he would also desire having healthy connections to everyone, not just his lover or lovers, but healthy connections in general? So I talk about these things because I find that they're connected. And as a result, I ended up having this show, The Pleasure Zone, for over 11 years and over 550 episodes. We talk about these things on here because I find that these are conversations that aren't often being had. Or if they are being had, they're kind of in these niche areas where not everybody's finding them. And I'm hoping that this brings out more information to the world, shares it more, and then people realize that it's actually okay for men to desire being connected and look for ways to be connected. So, how do men find connection? We are going to look at some of that too, and why we think men don't desire connection, through cultural conditioning and all that other jazz that men have to go through. So, we're going to go to our first commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelenich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show, with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email. info@MilicaJelenich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet, sweet pleasure seekers. For those of you who are listening, maybe you're listening on the app. Maybe you're listening in on the Inspired Choices Network app. And if you're not, go grab that. If you happen to be listening in through Apple Podcasts, if you could please, please, please give me a review. 5 stars would be awesome. And, anywhere that you can, if you're listening and there's like comments that you can write, I appreciate all of that. It really helps my algorithms and my desire to keep going. If you really like this show, that is one way that you can contribute to me in the most easy way. And I would so appreciate it. So, okay, what we've been talking about is why we think men don't want connection. There's this we have this belief somewhere that came along that's like men just want sex. They don't want connection. They're not interested in having depth or anything like that. So I'm curious for those of you who have that narrative running in your head that men just want sex. That's all men ever want is just sex. They don't want any depth. They're just men are users and they all just want sex. So where did you find that that became your truth? And then where have you had that proven to you? And then if you've got that narrative running, are you willing to change that so that you can actually find somebody who isn't just in it for the sex, somebody who's looking for the depth? When we have the narrative running of all they want me for is sex, then magical you will create that scenario of they only want me for sex. So if you have the scenario of the energy of there are men in the world who desire connection and I choose the men who desire connection, then magical you will create the men who desire connection. So it's just one of those things. It's like an energy that becomes like a, we become this frequency, and we emit these particular frequencies that attract those things. So if you're saying constantly that men only want sex, you are going to find the men who only want sex, and that's all they want from you. And so if that's, I mean, if that's all you're desiring too, then totally that works for you. If you're desiring more though, and you're desiring somebody who would like connection, there are men out there who desire connection. There are men out there who know how to connect, and there are men who desire learning how to connect. One of the reasons why this is probably not as common as we think or that we see is because of cultural conditioning. There's this thing about having to be tough and suppress your emotions. God forbid you show like any feelings about anything. Or there's this like wonderful dude who's about 60 something, and he's I think they refer to him as America's uncle, and he's got a channel on Instagram, and I don't remember his real name, but the other day he was watching something. He was doing a post about ICE versus ISIS, and how, and he did a comparison about how close they are in relation to each other. And this is a guy who had been in, I think he was a Marine, and tears were welling up in his eyes. And I was like, wow, there is such beauty in his strength. And that to me says more that a man who went through tough freaking training, fought for his country, and is so devastated to see what's happening in the world, that says a lot to me about how much of a man he is compared to the dudes who are like, oh yeah, kill them all, do this, do that. Yeah, that doesn't make you a man. That makes you a wimp hiding behind Big Daddy who's faking that he's protecting you. So, did I just go political for a hot second? Yes, I did. And I don't usually go political on this show, so I'll move away from politics for a minute. Because I don't know, but politics is a way we can create connection too at times. To truly feel connected, though, to me, the ultimate is that you find your connection to what you believe is source, whether you call it God, whether you call it Allah, whether you decided that it is a tree, however you refer to something greater than you, and that you have a relationship with whatever that is that's greater than you, that to me is the first step in connection. And when you can feel connected that way on a daily basis, and then you can create connection with you and the universe, you and God, whatever you want to call this, that's bigger than you. When you have a great relationship there, and when the person that you're with has a great relationship, this isn't being indoctrinated with texts from different religious texts. It's not what it is. A connection and a relationship with that is very different than somebody just going by words that some book says. So if they have a real, truly good connection, and they are in their life being able to be humble at times, that is a beautiful thing, and that is a great way to have and know if a person's connected. There are lots of people who will be religious, but that doesn't mean they're connected. And they might even pray, but they don't feel connected. They're doing it out of desperation or hope or whatever, but the relationship isn't there. There's something missing. So to me, that's just to me. I don't know. What's it to you? What, how do you know if somebody is connected? How do you know if you're connected? And how would you suggest people working on being connected? So my thoughts on this is that if we can learn what connection is to us, then we can start to create connection. If we can also learn that the things we're taught about men, for those of us who are lovers of men out there, if we can sit back and learn what have we been taught about men and from who, right? So if I went with what I was taught about men from every single woman that I ever met that was scorned by men in some way, and men who were scorned by men, then I would go under the assumption that all men suck and I'd never have a good relationship. But I refused to believe that growing up. I refused to believe it, and I found some doozies in my life, and I found some really good guys in my life. And then I found the freaking best dude in my life, and that's who I married. And if I had the belief that all men suck, he could never have shown up in my life. And if I had certain other things that were blocking me, if I was like, he has to show up in a certain way at a certain time, and if I made too many rules around it, he could not show up. I had to allow him to show up in his way so that I could show up in my way, so that, you know what I mean? It gives space for everybody to show up and be who they are. One of the other things that you want to figure out is what some of your assumptions are. Like, what do you assume that this guy is wanting from you? If you've already assumed that he just wants you for sex, you're going to create that scenario and you're going to create an energy with that that will have him go, okay, well, she just thinks I want her for sex, so, well, I guess that's what I'm going to give her. Or him. Because, you know, lovers of men. So, if you have that belief, I know it's hard to kind of take this in, but if you have that belief, you will create that reality because it's what you were only willing to see. There can be things that are going on outside, like three steps away from where you're at in your life, that actually look completely different to what you've decided is real. But you've assumed that it's supposed to look this way and it's supposed to be a certain way. So you can't see beyond those three steps. And once you do see beyond those, you can start to go, oh, so there can be intimacy. So there can be connection. So there can be something different. It doesn't have to be men just want me for sex. It can be bigger. It can be, wow, it can be connection. Amazing. And then those guys are allowed to show up that way. They're allowed to be vulnerable with you, to show up that way, to desire connection. But if you aren't allowing them to be vulnerable, to show up with connection, because everything has to show up a certain way, or you've decided that they only want you for sex or something, then they can't show you that. And how do we get out of that thinking? Well, first of all, it's to examine it, figure out what those thoughts are. There's different things you can do to switch your thought patterns, whether you're doing like EFT, or you're doing different things that will help you switch your thought pattern. There are lots of different methods on switching your thought patterns. You can also just notice when you're thinking that and then stop and go, is it true? I love Byron Katie's four questions. Is it true? Is it true that all men want me for is sex? No. Wow. And then sometimes it just ends there. It's like, wow, that's not actually true. And then every time that thought comes up again, no, it's not actually true. Oh, cool. But if I believe it's true, how do I know for certain it's true? Oh, I've got all this evidence. All these dudes ever wanted me for with sex. Okay. Okay, well, I've got proof. Well, without that thought, who would I be and how would I feel? Without that thought of all they ever want me for is sex, without that thought, I might feel a little bit more open, a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit more willing to find the guys who are really nice, who actually desire to be with you and have connection with you. I might actually be open to that. No, without that thought, who would I be and how would I feel? I might feel more relief, more open, more curious. Yeah. And then I could turn it around 180 degrees. First, I could look at it from what my assumption was, is they only want me for sex. And then if I look at it from turning that from they only want me for sex is to I only want them for sex, that could be true too. Well, then if we turn it around, is I'm open to receiving love, connection, and intimacy on a much deeper level, right? So you can flip it. And you can start to look at that and start to choose into it so that you can have a different relationship with yourself, but also with other people. But it always starts with you first. Do you have that deeper connection with you? If you have it with you, that will be reflected in all your relationships. And if you don't have it with you, then that will also be reflected in all of your relationships. So how do you get that deeper connection with you in order to have that reflect into all of your relationships and allow that to show up in all of your relationships? Because it can. It doesn't just have to be your relationship with your lover. It can be like your child, your parent, your friends. It can be anybody that you have this deeper connection with. So the truth is, men actually desire connection, because connection is not something that is gender-based at all. We have desire for connection because we need it for our nervous systems to be calm. We need connection so that we can be part of something bigger than ourselves. We need it so that we can create on this planet. There's so many reasons we require connection on more than just a surface level. It's bigger than survival. It's actually for thrival of the planet. We're going to look more into this, guys. So yeah, we're going to head off to our next commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelenich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelenich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. So, guys, for those of you who are listening and you're wondering, like, hey, I'd really like to get some, like, one-on-one time with that crazy wild woman, Milica, how do I do that? Head over to my website, MilicaJelenich.com. You can book time with me right there and then. Yes, you can. Alrighty. So, I took that off my site. I put it back on because I had some requests, but I may in future be removing the free 15-minute conversations, just depending on my availability. But for now, it's still there. So one of the things that we forget is maybe society in general, forgets that men also have nervous systems. And nervous systems will go into things like fight or flight or fawn. And they're when your nervous system is on overdrive in any way, whether you're in sympathetic dominance or parasympathetic dominance, in either of those scenarios, you are not going to feel connected to anything. So fight or flight, freeze, or fawn. In none of those scenarios are you going to actually feel connected. How we get to connected is we get out of fight or flight, we get out of freeze, and we get out of fawn. And we do that by becoming aware, but we can do that by some simple things like breath work. I'm a big fan of just the in for five, out for five, in through your nose for five, one, two, three, four, five, out through your mouth through five, one, two, three, four, five, repeat, repeat, repeat. I was just working with a gentleman on this last week, and his wife had brought him, and she was a regular of mine when I used to go into the city. And so, and I hadn't worked on him in years and years and years, and he's really cute. And he was going through stuff, and I was trying to explain to him, I'm like, okay, just need you to breathe, buddy, like in for five, out for five. And that for him was the ultimate confusion. It isn't even, I mean, secondary language too, but second language for him is English. But he's been in Canada a long time and he does know how to count to five. It was regulating the breath for him was so foreign. And he's always been like super driven, super high like energy, mostly sitting in his chest, not really like letting it move through his body. And then things get stuck, and it's had an effect on his health. And he's about 80, and so it had an effect. And one of the things that we need to remember is that it's okay for men to breathe. It's actually okay for you to be connected. It's okay for you to breathe deep and feel connected and get grounded. Regulate your nervous system. Regulating your nervous system is going to help your body heal. Now, why is that? When your body is in fight or flight, freeze or fawn, your body cannot heal. And the reason it can't heal is because it's just trying to survive. Survive does not equal heal. When you are in, basically, when your body is calm and it can be connected, it can heal. And remembering how to breathe in for five, out for five. I mean, there's many, many different ways to breathe, but that's one of the fastest, easiest ways to get back on track. When you remember to breathe in for five, out for five, be connected to your breath, you'll start to be connected to other things. You'll start to remember your connection to the universe, God, all of that. You'll start to remember that you are part of the earth and you are part of everything around you. You'll start to remember, and your body will start to remember what it needs to heal and what it needs to be safe and what it needs to be happy. And men's bodies also need to feel safe and need to feel happy. We often put a lot of pressure on men to try and like be the saviors. And yes, that's sort of in part of their nature. However, they also have a great need to feel safe in scenarios, which is probably why, we got men who want to go out to war to try and create the scenario of safe, which is ironic. There's too much irony in that. So one of the other things that is like men really desiring connection, but maybe not having it, is because remember I mentioned in either the first or second segment where there's this idea of connecting through a third. So you got two guys and they're maybe connecting over golf, because men bond through shared experiences before they bond through words. And one of the things that shapes them is all things like, it's called social conditioning. So social conditioning is where all things in society create our parts of our personality. Conditioning is part of how we're conditioned to be. And it shapes the way that we express things like our emotional expression. So a lot of men get praised for what they do rather than their talking or what they say or how they express their feelings. I've met a few really emotionally aware little boys, and one of them is my friend's son. And when he was like 2 and a half, he's about 11 now, and when he was about 2 and a half, he had more emotional intelligence than most adult men I know. And he could verbalize to you his feelings in the moment in a very mature way. He would say things like, I was overwhelmed by being around so many people, or I really enjoyed, well, one day he had let me know that he had really enjoyed dancing with all the beautiful ladies at this, at a wedding he had gone to, and he really found it enjoyable. Yeah, he was 2 and a half. Then he went to kindergarten. I should probably tell my friend, hey, I'm using your son as an example of like emotionally mature man. And he was like five when this other scenario happened. He was at school, he went to a Montessori school, and it still goes to Montessori school. And when he was going, the first year in Montessori school, you're supposed to go for a full year, but he couldn't do a full, I mean, he was supposed to go for a full day, but he couldn't do a full day. And because he was able to explain to the staff at the school what exactly was going on for him and why he couldn't handle a full day, they gave him special permission to have half day of school. And he was like the only kid ever. And he could explain to them that he felt overwhelmed, and that he also felt that he hadn't been away from his mom that much in his life, and that it was the transition was too hard on him, and that he needed to be able to be at home more often than not, because he wasn't ready for that level of commitment to school, I believe was his words. So this kid, a phenomenal human being, emotionally mature, and able to have these conversations, because why? Because the mother, for one, encouraged being able to vocalize and verbalize what they were, like what her sons were going through. The father, not so much. He thought she was turning them into sissies or something, but these boys are phenomenal, and they're, you know, strong, kind, caring human beings. And a lot of times guys are just taught to, you know, toughen up, don't cry, whatever, move on with your day. A five-year-old who has genitals that are penis, like penis genitals, and a five-year-old that has a vulva genitals, they both have the occasional need to cry. Your genitals don't define your emotions. They don't. Your hormones might impact your emotions somewhat, but your genitals themselves, it doesn't really matter what genitals you got. If you're a little kid and you want to cry, you're going to need to cry. But then when you're told when you're five that you shouldn't cry, you're a boy, well, you grow up to be the man who's not allowed to have any feelings. And when you're not allowed to have any feelings, you start to put that on other people too. And then it perpetuates this insanity, which then creates an entire society of men who are not allowed to have feelings, which is absolute bullshit, because then the only thing left that they have is resentment and anger. And I know a lot of really great men who were basically trained to just end up being angry. And now they're healing. A lot of them are starting to choose to heal, and they're not as angry. But when you're trained to be angry and not feel, it's torture, actually. And your nervous system never really regulates well. So then it's going to lead to health issues. Why do men have more heart attacks? Well, let's think about it. You're not allowed to feel. You have to be bottled up. Now you're in fight or flight constantly without knowing how to regulate. Let's figure this out. It's not too hard to figure it out, right? When you break it down that simply. Men, you're allowed to feel. You're allowed to feel. And if you're not sure how you feel or what you feel and you need language for that, you can always connect with me. There's a lot of really great resources out there that give you nuances to your feelings. You can have reference words, because if you've never really had access to the language or used it, you won't really know the depths of how you feel. And one of the things I love to share with men when I'm coaching them on, especially in relationships, to try and figure out how they feel, is to use, there are these charts of feelings, and then to really like hone in. Are you mad or are you frustrated at a particular scenario? And if you're frustrated at a scenario, is there something that can change it? Because a lot of times it can just, you know, it's like, oh, I'm just mad. Well, are you mad or are you frustrated, right? So it's getting to the nuances of what something looks like. But if you have limited language to explain what you're feeling, then your partner is going to be like, why are you mad at me? And you're like, I'm not mad at you. But the frustration is there, but you might not think about it as frustrated because you were never allowed to feel. And men actually, I know you want to feel. I know that the ones who listen to my show generally are the ones who are pretty freaking emotionally mature and are desiring to be aware, and they're desiring to have more connection, because you wouldn't listen to this if you didn't. I'm not sitting here masturbating and showing you my body and turning you on that way. I'm here to give you tools to have greater relationships with yourself and with others, right? So I know that those guys out there who are listening, you actually care. And I know there are a lot of you who care. And I refuse to believe that all men want from women is sex, or all men want from other men is sex. Like, no, I know that's not true. I know that there are men who genuinely desire connection. So when men are taught that the only thing that really matters is that they do something, that if they take action, that it's more impressive than if they say how they feel. If they take action first and explain their actions later, then that's somehow better. No, it's not. It's not. So we need to help, you know, as the lovers of men out there, we need to be able to help men feel safe. We need to be able to offer them spaces to feel safe. And that's through the way that we allow them to talk about their feelings and not judge them about how they're sharing their feelings. And then also, instead of saying things like, you never talk to me, blah, 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 the whiny, stop being like a whiny bitch, because being the whiny bitch is just going to get you somebody who doesn't want to talk to you, because that sounds like naggy, naggy, annoying. So you flip it. You know, what I really love is when you share your feelings with me. Do you see how that's really different than "you never talk to me"? Yeah, I added the intonation just to be extra annoying, because that extra annoying is actually the energy that comes across. But it's like, I'm really grateful when you share your feelings with me. I'm really grateful when you connect with me. You know, give gratitude. I think it was like last week, I created the saying and I shared it with my kids' friends. I said something like, you know, gratitude works better than attitude. And that's mine. So nobody can steal that. Gratitude does work better than attitude. And yes, there will be t-shirts available that you can wear that say gratitude works better than attitude. And so if you actually would like to share gratitude with your partner, then guess what? The men out there, when somebody, you tell me, if somebody is grateful for you, are you not more willing to continue to contribute in that same way than if you're being nagged and being given attitude? Ugh, who likes attitude? Attitude bites my butt. All right. Okay, I need to head to my last commercial break because I'm going overtime. We are going to head to the last commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show, with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly, other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Somehow I was listening to my own commercials and I thought, wait a second, there's another one. And then I'm like, wait a second, no, there isn't. So I waited that extra 5 seconds, guys. Woo. All right. You'd think after all these years, I would know exactly that was the last one. Anyways, talking to myself here on that one. So how do we create connection? How do we help men create connection with us too? So how do we become the safe people? Well, first of all, to be safe, you need to be reliable. You need to be present and you need to listen. You need to actually listen without judgment. And if a guy is saying that he's feeling stressed or something's going on, just be like, wow, awesome. You're opening up. You don't have to say it out loud. Just be that energy of like, wow, awesome. You're opening up. I'm, what kinds of things are stressing you? Is there anything that I'm doing that's stressing you that I could maybe reevaluate or look at so that maybe I can lessen your stresses if I'm part of it? And if I'm not part of it, is there something that I can help with? Because men often won't ask for help. My husband's been with me for 13 years, and only in the last few is he actually okay with asking me for help on things. And it's taken him a while. And it takes a man a lot of courage to ask for help, especially when it's not things he actually really needs help on. It's things where he is like, there's something that I'd like to do and let's do it together. It could be something as trivial and chore-like as doing wood, but he'll be like, hey, do you have time on the weekend to help me with wood? Could he do wood on his own? Absolutely. Does he often do wood on his own? Well, he used to, but now it's something that we do together and it's teamwork, right? So that for him helps build trust, helps build consistency. It helps him feel like the burdens are not all on his shoulders. And when the burdens are all on somebody's shoulders, eventually they start to be resentful and they start to get angry. And that falls into every category, whether it's, you know, if you're resentful because you're the only one cleaning the toilet in the house all the time, that can happen too. So asking for help rather than being like a, what's the word for it? Passive aggressive about it, because that often is how people communicate, is through passive aggressive comments. Just say, you could literally just say, I could really use your help this weekend cleaning the house in this and this and this place, especially if you seem to have divided chores anyway. Like my husband does a lot of the outside stuff, like spent 7 hours cleaning snow one day last week. So am I going to say to him, I need you to come and vacuum the floor? No, we divide and conquer on these things. If he needs help with the snow, yes. And then if I need help in the house, then yes. But generally we divide and conquer. And there's no shame in asking for any kind of help if you need it. And that's one way to connect as well. So you can also start to realize how a lot of, well, one of the things I notice too is that a lot of men start to think that they'll be loved if they're seen as useful and if they're seen as competent. And so in order for them to actually feel loved is that they'll do a lot of things to feel like, you know, to show you how competent they are. Well, the same goes vice versa, though. You can show how competent you are, and they also need to feel like adequate. So that can be tricky. So giving words of affirmation are helpful with adequacy, saying, you know, wow, I really loved, you know, I really love spending time with you, because it doesn't always have to be about what they do, because that will also reiterate that it's what they do to help them that makes them valuable or creates love for them. So speak to them as human beings. I really love spending time with you doing, and then name it A, B, C, or D. Like, I actually really love going on weird little quiet rides with my husband. We don't necessarily talk a lot, but we'll have quiet rides, and he might randomly be like looking out the window. So we live in the countryside and there could be sheep, and the sheep will remind him of his dead cat. And he'd be like, oh, there's my Callie Ann. And I'm like, you are the cutest human alive, really. And those kind of conversations are actually what is part of bonding. Those fun little quirky conversations are what creates bonds in people. And so if you get to have those, consider yourself super lucky, because I realize how genuinely realize how lucky I am. And also, so you might find a lot of men will get quiet and they'll want to process their feelings internally before saying anything. And sometimes it'll take hours or days or whatever. And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them, that they're not saying what they're feeling, but they often need that space. And so, guys, if you're with a woman or a guy, if you're with somebody who's had any kind of abandonment issues and you go into your internal first, just let them know, I need to process internally first before I speak about it. Can we talk about this in a few hours or tomorrow? Give them a timeline so they know that they're not being abandoned. If you just drop everything right there and then, anybody with abandonment issues will feel abandoned even more. So share that, you know, you're feeling like you need to process internally, and that you'll, you know, you'll come back to talking about this when you have the words, and that, you know, give me a few hours or a few days, you'll know, and that you'll be able to talk about it in the future. So, oh, I have so many different points and things to share with you. Maybe I'll have to do a part two for dudes. I really thought this was going to be like, I'm not going to have enough information to talk about for guys, but apparently I have a lot more information than I thought I had. So, guys, What I really like you to know is you're allowed to have feelings. Like, I just want to summarize with this. It's okay to be connected to other men. It's okay to be connected to women. Not only is it okay, it's genuinely required in order for you to be feeling safe, for you to know that you are part of something greater, and for you to heal and to be happy. So,
thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.